听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us. My name is Steve. This month's psychology article is titled, Improve Your Business with Bricks. It's a lesson that I'll be very interested in because it discusses Legos, a toy that I was very much into as a young boy. I remember spending hours and hours building things with those small, colorful plastic blocks. Well, today we'll find out that Legos aren't just for children and they're not just for play. The word bank has two key words for us right now. The first, I'm sure you've already been familiar with, the word fan. I've been a Boston Red Sox fan since I was a kid. And the adjective popular, as in she is America's most popular singer. Okay, please open your magazines to page 38, and let's begin the reading, Improve Your Business with Bricks.
Improve Your Business with Bricks. Lego toys are not just for children anymore. Since 1958, children have loved Lego bricks, and they are not alone. Parents and teachers are also big fans of the colorful toys. In fact, the bricks are so popular that they have been named Toy of the Century twice. The popularity of Lego toys should be no surprise. The Lego Group has spent much of its history focusing on fun, high-quality toys. Playing with their bricks can improve creativity, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. Even the name Lego, taken from the Danish term legot, means play well.
Hi, friends. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther. And today in our psychology article, we will be talking about a toy. In fact, we'll be talking about Legos. Maybe you've played with them when you were young.
I know that I loved playing with Legos when I was a child. And actually, if I am around a pile of Legos, I still love to play with Legos. But today we're going to be talking about Legos and playing with Legos as a way of improving your business.
Interesting. Isn't it great that we can use toys to help us and with other skills in life, even with helping us improve our business? And maybe you work for a company, and maybe this is something that you could use in the future because, as our author says, Lego toys are not just for children anymore.
And since 1958, so more than 50 years ago, people began playing with Legos, and children have loved playing with Legos, and I know adults also sometimes like playing with Legos. And what are Legos? Well, they're little bricks, and you can put them together. They come in many colors.
That's right, and you can make buildings out of these bricks. You can make, I always love to make like airplanes and maybe cars or some kind of automobile out of these bricks and some wheels mixed in there. But children have always loved Legos, and actually they're not alone. Parents and teachers are also big fans of these toys.
Now, you just mentioned the word fan, and this is a great word to learn because a lot of people are fans of Legos. And even when they get older, they're still fans. And if you're a fan of something, you are an ardent follower or admirer. You really enjoy something. You're kind of passionate about it. So many guys and girls as well are fans of these little colorful bricks.
And you can be fans of many things. If you really like a movie star or a certain sport, well, you can be a fan of that sport or that movie star. But here we're talking about Legos, and they are so popular that these bricks have been named Toy of the Century twice. So wow. Every 100 years or every certain period of time, they will name certain toys as Toys of the Century.
Toy of the Century, like the greatest toy of the last 100 years. That's pretty amazing. That's a pretty good title.
It sure is. And Legos, I don't think they've decreased in popularity at all. Children of all ages still really enjoy playing with these toys. They've been popular for many, many years. And I think even here in Asia, you can find Legos almost anywhere nowadays. So the popularity should be no surprise, right? Now, we're going to stop for a minute and switch gears and talk about something called the Lego Group and what they have spent a lot of time doing.
Now, before we continue, let's talk about this word popularity. Popularity is the noun form of the adjective popular. If something is popular, it means many people like it or enjoy it. For example, we hope that Studio Classroom is a popular magazine.
And we know that it is a popular magazine because we know that many people like it and love it.
And we also talk about the popularity of a person often. And I think sometimes movie stars, they have a lot of popularity for a few years. They're very popular. And then a new person comes along and takes away that popularity. But for Legos, there really has been no decrease in their popularity. So let's find out what this Lego group has been spending a lot of their history focusing on. Esther, what have they focused on when making these toys?
Well, they've been really wanting to make fun, high-quality toys. So these toys have high quality. You won't play with them and the paint won't come off and they won't break apart because they are high quality and they are tons of fun. They come in all sizes and shapes and you can make all sorts of things with Legos.
And they're not only fun, as our article says, that playing with these Lego bricks can improve creativity, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. So they're not only fun, but they're good for your brain. They're good for your mind.
And this is why a lot of parents will give their young children Legos, because it does start the thinking processes. It helps them solve problems, put things together. And when you work with a person, then obviously you try to have some teamwork as well. Even the name Lego, and notice it's capital L, capital E, capital G, capital O, which is taken from the Danish term Lego, means play well. So I really like that. I never knew that the name had significance behind it, that it actually means play well.
Yeah, maybe not just play for fun, but play well, play in a very good way.
Right, and these owners really have taken a lot of time and effort to make these toys, toys that you can play well and you can really enjoy and that they can help your brain. So we'll find out more about Legos, but first let's watch today's skit and then we'll take a break.
Oh, let's play together, Daddy. I'm playing with my Lego bricks.
Lego bricks? Is that some new toy?
Oh, Daddy. Children have been playing with Lego bricks since 1958.
Really? Are they fun to play with?
Oh, yes, they're a lot of fun. These bricks were voted Toy of the Century twice.
Well, they are well made and colorful. I can see why kids like them.
Kids are not the only ones that like Lego bricks, Daddy.
They're not?
No, parents and teachers are fans too.
But Lego bricks are just toys, right?
No, wrong. Playing with Lego bricks has a lot of benefits.
Benefits? What kind of benefits?
Oh, well, Lego bricks can improve creativity, teamwork, and problem-solving skills.
Oh, can these bricks improve the way my employees make decisions?
Oh, yes, they can. Playing with Lego serious play bricks is a process that improves business performance.
Better business performance. That's just what my company needs. I'm going to take some of these to the office.
Oh, but Dad, these are my Lego bricks.
Come on, you'll get them back.
Oh, no, come on. No, no, Daddy, I'm building. No.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back from the break. Well, for me personally, I'm glad to hear that Legos are now officially a toy for adults. That means I can play with them again and not feel like I'm being immature. Actually, there's a new kind of Lego toy designed for adults, and it sounds like a lot of fun. Let's peek at a few new keywords, and then we'll learn more about what is called LSP. Our first word is university. Students will be starting their university exams next week. Next is the noun process. Process. Before you can get a job for the government, you have to go through a complicated hiring process. Okay, let's get back to the reading. We'll continue on line 8 in the right-hand column. Please follow along in your magazines.
Improve your business with bricks. But Lego bricks are just toys, right? Wrong. Children, as it turns out, aren't the only people who can benefit from playing with the bricks. In 1995, the Lego Group's owner wanted to improve the way his company made decisions. With the help of university researchers, Lego Serious Play, LSP, was born. At its heart, Lego Serious Play is a process for improving business performance. But it is also about playing with bricks. Seriously.
Welcome back. We've been talking about Legos, and they have been popular for many, many years. They've been popular with children, and they've also been popular with parents and adults. And today we're talking about Legos not just for children, but for people and for businesses.
Exactly. So there's a bit of a different twist to this article because we're going to show you how adults can also use Legos to help them with certain business skills, especially so that Lego bricks are not just toys. Children, as it turns out, aren't the only people who can benefit from playing with the bricks. And that is the point of this lesson.
And the Lego Group, the company that makes and created Legos in 1958, in 1995, they wanted to do something different. The owner wanted to improve the way his company made decisions. So they decided, well, let's think about how we can improve how we think, how we reach conclusions, how we decide to do things, and maybe we can do these things with our Lego bricks.
So it sounded like this Lego Group asked for help from university researchers. Now, if we're talking about researchers from a university, here we're talking about a school where you can get your bachelor's degree or your master's degree or even a PhD. It's the period of time or the school that you would go to after you've gone to high school.
Exactly. And usually we use this word as a noun, but here we're using it as an adjective. University researchers, just meaning the researchers at the universities. And of course, if you do research, then you are trying to find a certain kind of information and you're using it for a particular purpose. So they teamed up with these university researchers, and what came out of that was something called Lego Serious Play, LSP. Ooh, interesting.
That's right. So it's not just playing for fun, but if something is done in a serious way, that means it's done not just for fun. You're not laughing and you're not having fun, you're very serious. If you have a very serious look, that means that you're probably not laughing about it.
Right. If you're very serious, it means that you are thinking, you are kind of taking your time and really concentrating on something. So this kind of play was different just from regular play. It was Lego serious play, and it was made for a purpose.
And now the next phrase, we see the idiom or the phrase at its heart. Lego serious play is a process for improving business performance. Now, when we talk about at its heart, we just kind of mean at the heart of the issue or central to this issue. The serious play, LSP, is a process for improving business performance. Now, let's stop for a minute on that word process. Chip, what does that word mean? It has quite a few meanings, but how are we using it here?
Certainly. Well, process is simply a set of actions. So here we're talking about the process for improving business performance. So you can't just snap your fingers and, oh, your business performance will be better. It's a process. It takes time and it takes several different actions done in order to improve.
Right, Chip. It's a series of actions that have a particular result. So, for example, if you want the people in your company to work together, if you want your company to have more teamwork, well, it's a process. It won't happen overnight. There are small steps that you must do to make it happen.
So this is a process for improving business performance. If any of you have ever worked in business, you know that there's always the concern about business performance. How can it be improved? Hopefully, businesses are always looking to improve. If they always look to improve, then they will probably be more successful. So I think it's really neat that Legos are being used to help businesses improve different processes. And it's also about playing with bricks, but seriously playing with bricks, right?
Yeah, it's a very clever title, this LSP, Lego Serious Play, because it's combining serious with play. And usually those two words don't usually go together.
Well, we'll be talking more about this, but think about it. If you have lots of adults and they're sitting around a table playing of Legos, well, what's going to happen? Well, they're going to talk. If they have to build something, then they'll have different opinions, and then they'll have to start communicating and work on improving their relationship.
And they will need to use teamwork, and that is one of the biggest things that companies try to improve is they try to encourage people to use teamwork. So Legos are a great way to encourage that. Well, we hope that you've learned something new today. Please join us next time as we continue talking about this. But right now, let's visit the chat room.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the chat room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. Hello, everyone, and hello, Brandon.
Hi, Ken. So, what would you like to talk about today, Ken?
Well, Brandon, in today's article, I see the phrase, at its heart, but I'm not sure what it means.
This phrase is talking about the core or the most important part of something. So, in the article, the phrase, at its heart, is used in connection with Lego Serious Play. And the article goes on to talk about what this process is all about, or what is at the core of this process.
I have also heard the phrase, the heart of the matter. Does this phrase have a similar meaning?
Yes, the meaning is the same. The phrase is talking about getting to the most important part of something.
Heart 是心脏，也可以指中心、核心。所以 at its heart 跟 the heart of the matter 都是指事情的核心或问题的根源。Well, are there any other heart idioms, Brandon?
Yes, there is the idiom, take heart. This is a phrase we can use to encourage someone to be confident or brave. If someone just failed a test, you can say to him, take heart. You can try again next time.
What about take to heart? Is that the same as take heart?
No, take to heart means to take something seriously and to be affected by it. For example, if someone gives me tips on how to be a better tennis player, then I would take that information to heart. So I would try to follow the advice I was given.
take heart 跟 take to heart 我们来做一个区分。 take heart 是用来鼓励别人，帮人加油打气。若是朋友考试没有考好，你可以说 take heart， 振作起来，再接再厉。而 take to heart 表示听进去，铭记在心。你可以把长辈给你的建议 take to heart。 So you must really like to play tennis.
I do, Ken. I play with all my heart.
You play tennis with your heart? I thought you played with a tennis ball.
Of course, you play tennis with a tennis ball. I'm just saying that I put a lot of effort into playing tennis, Ken.
Oh, I see. What about playing with half a heart? Can you do that?
Yes, this just means that you aren't putting forth very much effort. We also use the term half-hearted to describe someone who doesn't give much effort. If I am playing for a baseball team, but I rarely go to practice, then someone might say that I'm making a half-hearted attempt at playing baseball.
With all one's heart 就是全心全意的。若是 with half a heart, 半心半意就表示随随便便，不热心的，兴趣不大的，也可以用形容词 half-hearted。
Well, I hope you will take these tips to heart. Now it's time to go to Michelle for today's language tips. Michelle?
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 fan 这个名词。fan 是指爱好者或者是运动或电影的迷。例如 many baseball fans stayed up all night to watch Jian Ming Wang play last night.许多棒球迷昨晚一整晚没睡要看王建民打球。或者是 Marco is a big fan of sci-fi movies. He has the whole collection of Star Trek movies. Marco 是一个超级科幻片迷，他有一整套的星舰迷航记的电影。继续我们看的是 popular 这个形容词。popular 是指受欢迎的或者是流行的。例如 the band Wham used to be very popular in the 80s.Wham 合唱团曾经在80年代非常的受欢迎。Popular 的名词是字尾加上 ity 变成 popularity。例如 ,the scandal really hurt the singer's popularity。这个丑闻真的让这位歌手受欢迎的程度受到了影响。最后我们看的是 process 这个名词。process 在这里是指过程。例如 ,the process of learning is actually more important than the result。学习的过程事实上是比结果还要重要的。或者是 Learning how to drive is a painful process for me. 学开车对我来说是一个非常痛苦的过程。或者是 The doctor used some medicine to speed up the healing process. 医生用了某些药来加速痊愈的速度。And time really flies. We have to say goodbye now. Goodbye and take care.
Improve your business with Bricks. Lego toys are not just for children anymore. Since 1958, children have loved Lego bricks, and they are not alone. Parents and teachers are also big fans of the colorful toys. In fact, the bricks are so popular that they have been named Toy of the Century twice.The popularity of Lego toys should be no surprise. The Lego Group has spent much of its history focusing on fun, high-quality toys. Playing with their bricks can improve creativity, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. Even the name Lego, taken from the Danish term legot, means play well. But Lego bricks are just toys, right?Wrong. Children, as it turns out, aren't the only people who can benefit from playing with the bricks. In 1995, the Lego Group's owner wanted to improve the way his company made decisions. With the help of university researchers, Lego Serious Play, LSP, was born. At its heart, Lego Serious Play is a process for improving business performance.But it is also about playing with bricks. Seriously.
So, what do you do if your company's sales are low and your top managers are discouraged because sales goals aren't being met and the bad economy is making everyone worry? Here's a simple solution. Call all of your leaders into a meeting, have them sit down, and then give them some Lego building blocks. Sounds like I'm kidding, but I'm not. In an effort to improve business, companies are doing this right now. Tomorrow, we'll look more closely at how Lego Serious Play is being used to help companies develop a new sense of unity. It's time for me to go, but you all need to know that all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope you have an excellent day. Bye-bye, everyone.